Let's learn a little about Pesach from now until Yontiv, and Amir Hashem, after Yontiv, we'll continue learning Sharm B'Tfilah. We'll be learning from the Sichos of Reb Shimshon Pinkus on the topic of Vayeamen Ha'am, the nation believed, and it's subtitled Mitzvah Hayoim Shel Chag Pesach Amuna, the mitzvah of the day on the Yontiv of Pesach is Amuna. The Gemara Makkos famously says, Rav Simloi darshened that 613 mitzvahs were told to Moshe on Har Sinai. David HaMelech came and established 11 foundational mitzvahs. Yeshayahu HaNavi came and established 6 foundational mitzvahs. Micha HaNavi came and established 3 foundational mitzvahs. Until Chavakuk HaNavi finally came and established just one single foundational mitzvah, which is Tzadik Be'amunasai Yechia, a righteous person lives on Amunah. Now this Gemara needs a lot of explanation. We obviously keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah, and as the day, what does it mean they established 11, 6, or 3, or 1 mitzvah as a foundation? Why did Chavakuk choose Amunah as the single foundational mitzvah of the Torah? This sugya is very much tied to the Chag of Pesach. It's well known that the Zohar refers to matzah as Nahama de'asvosa, which means healing bread, medicinal bread, so to speak. It also refers to matzah as Nahama de'mehemnusa, bread of Amuna. This is the unique quality of matzah. It drills Amuna into us, not just the matzah alone, but the whole of Pesach is a yantiv which cultivates Amuna, as we say, the first of the Aseres HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avadim. The very first of the Aseres HaDibros, the ground zero of our belief, Hashem is one, is founded on the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rashi explains the above-mentioned Gemara that to try and keep all the 613 mitzvahs to perfection, that's nearly impossible. Instead, tzaddikim would try to find a number of mitzvahs to focus on and at least perfect those mitzvahs, and that would be kind of the way to make the whole their kiyum ha-mitzvahs of the rest of the Torah better. So David established 11, but as the generations progressed, even that was too much. Finally, Chavakuk came and drew the last possible line. In Amuna, we all have to achieve perfection, no matter what level we're on. We don't have the ability to do all the mitzvahs, or even 11, 6, or 3. But the mitzvah of Amuna is incumbent upon us all. We all have to work on it to perfection. The tool of Amuna, in a practical sense, is tefillah. So in order to understand this concept that we're discussing, let's talk a little bit about tefillah. In the language of the Rishonim, tefillah is referred to as a shar, a gateway. So we can understand this with a mashal. Someone ordered merchandise to be manufactured from a factory. He made an order, he paid up front for the order. The buyer sends a truck to the factory to pick up the merchandise, expecting it to be boxed and ready to be shipped. The truck reaches the factory. Perhaps everything is in order and ready, but there's one little problem. The front gates are locked. The merchandise has been manufactured, it's passed quality control, it has been packaged, boxed, prepared for shipment. Everything has run its course, the money has already been paid, but if the door remains locked, that merchandise isn't going anywhere. Another mashal, a mashal travels to America, he raises money for his yeshiva. He receives a large donation from one person, a respectable check, and he mails it to the administrator of his yeshiva. The yeshiva already borrows money against the check, but as long as that check isn't cashed, although it's been signed and there's money to cover it, it won't help anyone. Tefillah serves that purpose. Hashem commanded the world, grow grass and trees, but they needed rain. Hashem created clouds, moisture, rain for that purpose, but it didn't rain. Why not? Because no one had davened yet. Adam ayin lavad es ha'adama. The seeds were in the ground, they had taken root, and were about to sprout. Everything was in place. It was perfect. But nothing would happen until the door was unlocked and open. And tefillah was what was required to accomplish that. Adam rishon davened, and it rained. We stand and daven for parnasa, for all our needs. It's possible that our needs have been boxed, shipped, and are sitting at the post office in our own personal post office box. We simply need to unlock it and take it out. We have no idea how many bundles of brachas are waiting ready for us as long as we open the door through tefillah. There are many proofs that tefillah can be looked at as a gateway. One of them is Yitzchak, it says, Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem. Yitzchak davened for children. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already promised Avram that Yitzchak is going to have children. He was going to be the line of Avram Avinu. Why did Yitzchak have to daven? So it's true, of course, the bracha was ready and packaged and ready to come to Yitzchak. He was going to have children, but it was just simply not going to happen until Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem, until he sat and davened and davened. And that's when the bracha was delivered. The gates were opened.